Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the St. Patrick's Catholic School principal, Candace Patillo. Candace, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, you're absolutely welcome. And now with April in, you know, full swing, you have a special event coming up, or annual gala and auction going on, and that's happening on Saturday, April 13th. So just kind of run us through what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our annual church and school auction, gala auction as well. So it has a live auction and a silent auction. It's about our third year running here at the school. We always look to have it in the spring. It's one of our major fundraisers that we've kept around. It helps us offset other projects and stuff outside of our budget, different stuff going on. Like you said, it's Saturday, April 13th. Doors open at 5, and tickets are $40 a piece. And that $40 gets you a catered meal from Hotel Petit, access to a bid number to bid on all the items you think you need, and then the ticket to see our entertainment for the night, which is the band Ruckus that is performing.
Awesome. Okay. So again, mark that down. You said this is the third year this is happening.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the third year that we've officially had it here at the school, and it's been an awesome event. We shut down the gym. We get nice tables, everything gets set up. We kind of transform it into an event that you don't really want to miss out on as well. They've worked really hard to get different stuff. Our auction committee has been awesome. They've looked at staycation packages, vacation packages, and different stuff to get out there. They've looked at stuff from all ages down to I believe there is like a ride-on battery-powered, I think it's a Tonka truck of some sort that's for a little kid, all the way up to a brewery tour out in eastern Iowa, and offers opportunities down in Kansas City. So they've gone all out on making opportunities for people. So you really want to get in, get that ticket, get that bid number so you can take those items home.
Well, and you know, we're here in your office, and there's kind of items all the way around. Can you just, I guess, talk about a lot of the stuff that has been kind of, you know, dropped off, and
Yeah, absolutely. So like I kind of each day I come in, there's a whole bunch of different stuff that's been donated. We have a 22-inch griddle. We have a bench that has been beautifully painted by Betsy Peterson Designs in honor of Mrs. O. Carol O'Hare, who is a former teacher here as well. There's some Verena Street coffee packages. There are flashlights, tools. I've got a pizza oven. We've got yard Jenga. We've got some quilts that the kids have made. There's, like I said, there's projects all under the sun that'll be there that you're going to definitely want to come get your hands on. Some of them are one of a kind items too that are only going to be available at this year's auction.
Awesome. That is amazing. And speaking of the last couple of years, maybe can you talk about like how much like money and stuff has been raised in the years past?
Yeah, absolutely. So our first year hosting it here at the school, we had kind of our record-breaking year, one of the best years for this event that we always kind of want to top, and it raised over $40,000 for us in that one evening. That also included our Cash for Classrooms projects too. So that year we were able to get money for some cameras and other items for the school that were wonderful, some new science classroom and math classroom stuff, and then some library additions. Last year we did some work with the middle school standing desk, where we got some money to kind of start and work on some bathroom renovations. As well, this year we're looking at some technology funds again to get some new interactive display panels into our rooms, help fund the purchase of some new tables and chairs for our kindergarten classrooms. And then we're also looking at some equipment for Mr. Lewis for our PE program too. So those would be ones that are all there as well. And that money last year we raised right around, it was about $30,000. So not quite the year before, but our goal is to top that one from 2 years ago and hit $40,000 with some big donors.
And obviously, I'm guessing this is an event for all ages to come.
Actually, so it's an adult event is what we're looking at. Okay. It. Yep, so we're looking at it being an adult event. There will be alcohol served. So there is a bar Jenny with Hotel Petit is doing, but there are stuff that you could purchase for all ages. But all right, we are, like I said, we're trying to make it a fun evening out for anyone in Perry. You can purchase tickets at the door. Just know that it is a longer process. If you've purchased your tickets ahead of time, you can come in, grab your bid number, and then you can get to spending.
So how do you, I don't know if I've asked, but how do you purchase tickets ahead of time?
Yeah, so you can purchase them at Mass on the Saturday and Sunday, or call the school office to come purchase a ticket, and then we take cash, card, or check as well. Like I said, they're $40 a piece. You can call the school office here at 515-465-4186, and we'll get you set up with your tickets today.
Speaking here with St. Patrick's Catholic School Principal Candace Patillo. Before I let you go, how has school been going?
It's been pretty darn good. We've been pretty lucky. Our kids are really resilient. Teachers and staff are really resilient. We remind our kiddos that we care about them every single day, and they're what matter, and they're the reason why we're here. And we've been able to truly adapt and make our days as much as they can be in our new normal. But we also have kiddos. We're back to their counting down the days till summer as well. You know, we've hit April, and there are eight weeks left of school, and that seems crazy, but that's kind of where we're at with it. But it's nice to see the kiddos having some of those normal things, like what I would say a typical school year of like we've started a summer countdown. They're talking about summer events. We're talking about stuff. So if the snow would go away, they'd be even more excited.
Well, that's amazing to hear, and thank you for joining us here today.
Absolutely. Again, thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
And again, that is the St. Patrick's Catholic School Principal Candace Patillo joining us for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.